most holy and everlasting, thou art God. Most holy and everlasting, thou art God. Once more again, two of your chosen children speed and assembling ourselves together, give some humble thanks unto thee. I want to thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have been so good and kind unto us. You have let your Holy Spirit guide us all night long while we were laying down, sleeping in slumber. Wake us up this morning, find clothes in our right mind, and the blood was still running warm in our veins. I want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for the cooperating with our brothers and sisters all day long. Now we're meeting and assembling ourselves together. Now to sing some of Zion's sweet song. While we gathering ourselves together, our Heavenly Father, asking you to let your Holy Spirit revive with each and every bond soul. And asking you, our Heavenly Father, to have mercy upon us. We down your King written on you. We can't do nothing until we come. We realize, Heavenly Father, that we are judgment sons and daughters. We are traveling from time to eternity. This old world is not our home, but we are down here living on a borrowed land, asking you to have mercy upon us. When, now we have toiling days is over, and when we have now stretched our poor, weak, and feeble arms, and can't stretch them, and no further asking you, King, please, Lord, help us to cross on the other side of Jordan, or on the other side of the river every day, Sunday. I haven't had no angel servant prayers. See you, man.